This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Note to self, check the levels on the commercials before you hit the button. Wasn't here Wednesday, so we have made a shift, and today it is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. How are you doing, young lady?
Oh, I am very well. How are you, Bill?
I'm good, and I'm going to take a stab at this. You brought a guest with you, and we were going to let her introduce herself, but I'm going to take a stab at this. And Teresa, if I do this incorrectly, that's because I'm trying to get it right. Joining us now is Teresa Marchito Einacher or Einacher?
Einacher.
Okay. Did I get the Marchito part correctly?
Kind of close, Marchito. That's my maiden name. So, thank you for the introduction.
Well, I mean, surprisingly, my last name is Frady, and a lot of people seem to have issues with just that. So I think everybody's name should be pronounced the way it's supposed to be pronounced, and I don't particularly like it when I don't. So, but at the same time, I like to give it a shot. So, Tita, well, first of all, I leave it to you to throw it out there. You ladies, you do what you're going to do. Have at it. I am standing by.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Well, welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Why don't you start out by just introducing yourself? Let us know a little bit about who you are.
Sure. My name is Teresa. I am an attorney in New Jersey. I'm admitted in New Jersey and New York and the Supreme Court of the United States. I am the New Jersey State Director for the DC Project. I'm also a trustee of the Coalition of New Jersey Firearm Owners, which is known as CNJFO. So I have been involved in Second Amendment matters in New Jersey for more than a decade now. I'm a mom to a beautiful daughter and a Girl Scout leader and all the other things, you know, that moms can be. So that's a little bit about myself.
That is fantastic. All right, so next week we're going to get into what DC Project is much more in depth, but do you want to just give us a general overview for those who don't know what it is?
Sure. It is a nationwide organization of women who are committed to safeguarding the Second Amendment. So there, it started out as a nationwide organization with one woman from every state being a delegate and going down to D.C. to meet with representatives. And now it's actually expanded to the state level where we have delegates on the state levels actually going to our state capitals and doing the same thing. So we've been very active here in New Jersey doing that as well because, as you know, some of these battles are fought on the state level in many of the states. So it's like a concurrent action going on here, both on the federal and state levels.
Yes, and I'm from Wisconsin, so I work with the Wisconsin Gun Owners Association myself. And my daughter, Pixie, who is 14, has been very active in politics recently, and she's been going head-to-head with our Wisconsin state senators for the last year or so. So she is, this is kind of old hat for her, but she and I are going to be meeting with our rep and senators this year, and then we'll be going to D.C. in September, and we'll probably see you there.
That is fantastic. I would love to meet you, and I think it's great. Meeting with our representatives is it's really, you know, reminding them that they work for us, right? So
exactly.
And right. And a lot of people are intimidated, and they get frustrated. They don't know what to do. They don't like a situation. And we tell them, pick up the phone and talk to them, schedule an appointment, go to meet them. We've been doing that here on the state level in New Jersey. We've been very busy because we always have bills. You know, we have more than 50 anti-gun bills always pending against us at any given time. And so you could just literally pick, you know, any one of them to talk, or every single one of them. And really, we've come to find out here that many of the representatives are just, they're uneducated. They do not know anything about the process. They don't understand the consequences of these newer laws they're proposing. And our job really is to educate them and to be a resource for them. So even, you know, whether they are friendly to the cause or not, I extend myself and say, I would like to be a resource. So if you have a bill and you don't understand what it means or what the impacts could be or what the unintended consequences could be, pick up the phone and call us. I can tell you, you know, what women in New Jersey who are gun owners, how it's going to impact us. And actually,
yes,
you have to develop a rapport with these people so that they can, they trust you, they understand that you know what you're talking about. And so we're constantly nurturing those relationships and trying to do the best that we can.
Now, Pixie had the unfortunate circumstance of going up against a senator who was uneducated but also extremely opinionated in his lack of education, and he kind of lost it and started screaming and swearing. She handled herself very well, very professionally, and was well-spoken and still got her point across. Yes, Bill?
Fantastic.
I didn't say nothing. I'm just sitting here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, so she was very well-spoken, and I think what happened was she appealed to the other people in the room working for the government. Even if she didn't reach that senator, she brought a lot of other people in the room over to her side just because she was patient and kind and well-spoken and well-educated, where he was basing his argument on personal attacks to a 14-year-old girl, which I think really swayed people over to her side.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think it
sounds
really
like
great that she's volunteering to do this, because it does have that impact when you attack a child in front of all these other people. They take notice of that.
It's excellent that she's standing up to do that. It's fantastic.
And I know that was probably a one-off situation, and I know not every senator or House representative is going to be that way. It was just, unfortunately, her one-time experience. So hopefully moving forward, we'll meet with some more open-minded people and be able to have a positive conversation.
That's fantastic.
And that is the goal.
Yeah, it's really great to engage even with the people who, you know, don't necessarily agree with us. In fact, those are the people that we should be trying to get through to. And, you know, we just can only present them with our stories and with our personal experiences and how what they're doing impacts our lives. So I think it's fantastic that she's starting at such a young age.
Yeah, she's very passionate about this. So I don't know, how much time do we have, Bill?
Before you start on anything, let's go ahead, and we're coming up on the first break. Teresa, the stuff you do, how do they find you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They can go to dcproject.info. On the state level, they can go to cnjfo.org and check us out. You don't have to be from New Jersey to follow us, and we keep you updated on all the things that are happening here, because as we say, what happens in Jersey doesn't stay here. You know, they get all of these really crazy ideas, you know, with micro-stamping coming up and all kinds of crazy laws pending. So definitely keep following us on the state level as well.
Tita, we'll get with you in the next segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey, it's a weaponized one with Keita Bussey, and her guest is Teresa Machito Einacker, I believe. And can I ask a couple of questions real quick?
Go for it.
So, Teresa, you're already operating behind the Iron Curtain, which is, it's unfortunate for the people of New Jersey and everything, although you did have Steve Sweeney get taken out by a truck driver.
Yes. Ed the trucker, Ed Durr, we actually met with him, and I was friendly with him even before he ran for office. From what I understand, Senator Durr actually decided to run for office because he was denied a carry permit here in New Jersey.
Right.
So, you never know what those actions might spur you to do. So
right.
He is fantastic. We provided him with a wish list of things that we want here as gun owners in New Jersey, and he's actually proposed quite a few. There's the New Jersey State Constitution does not even have a Second Amendment or anything like that.
Right.
And so, he's thrown a few things out there, not only get us carry, but, hey, why not have a Second Amendment in our Constitution? All kinds of things. It's been really fantastic working with him. He is a true ally.
So when you go to the Capitol and you sit down with your respective representatives and your senators and you offer your knowledge, your expertise to them as something to aid them in putting together some sort of a policy, do they ever contact you back later and say, hey, Teresa, remember me? I'm your senator out of New Jersey, and I would like to get some of your knowledge about the Second Amendment, because I'm going to be part of this gang of 20 here. Do they ever take the offer? Because I'll tell you this, I offer around here on a state level, and I've offered on a federal level. And the thing about politicians is they're only as good as their staffs.
Right.
And they seem very reluctant, at least with me, to talk to me. I was wondering what your success rate might be with that.
Right. So on the state level, I have gone back and talked with a few of them. They've been receptive, and actually some who weren't friendly at all and had proposed some negative laws, they remembered having conversations like 2 years prior. So there's actually some rapport starting to be established on the state level. As far as the federal level goes, we've met with Congressman Van Drew out of District 1. If you remember him, he belonged to, he was allied with the Democratic Party, and then he switched parties, if you remember that.
Yes.
We've met with him and had some really good conversations with him and his staff about, women in New Jersey and what the Second Amendment means to us. So he did give us time and attention and seemed to understand where we were coming from. We are planning to go in September, and I kind of doubt that a lot of the New Jersey representatives will really give us the, true time and true caring about what we want to talk about. We have Senator Cory Booker and Senator Bob Menendez, and they are both very strong anti-rights senators. So I'll be lucky if I can meet even with their staff. I do call the office, when there's something pending. I absolutely pick up the phone and I call. A lot of people feel that that's not worth their time, but to me, I do believe it is worth our time. We need them to make a note of how many people have called their offices. And, when David Chipman was up, Cory Booker, I believe, was on the committee, and I called his office like every day, and said, I'm not comfortable with this at all. Based upon Chipman's history, that he obviously wouldn't be a good fit for the ATF. So picking up the phone and calling, yes. Whether they actually ever want to call us back and hear what we have to say, probably not.
Well, you have a very tragic example in New Jersey. Keita, do you know who Carol Bowen was?
Was
Was she the girl from Ohio?
No, no. Teresa, tell us who Carol Bowen was.
Sure. Carol was a woman who had a restraining order against an ex-boyfriend, and she had applied for a firearms purchase ID card with her local police department in Berlin, New Jersey. And in New Jersey, actually, just to even buy a long gun, you have to have this purchase ID card. So you have to go through a process. The statute says the police department has 30 days to process your request. Of course, it was beyond the statutory 30 days. She followed up with her police department and said, I really want to purchase a firearm. Where is my firearms ID card? Tragically, she was murdered after the 30 days had expired, but before she got her FID card, her ex-boyfriend approached her on her property and murdered her in her driveway. So
yeah, stabbed her to death.
Yes. Now she was at home. Now in New Jersey, you can't carry outside. You know, there's less than 0.1% of gun owners can get a, you know, carry permit. So she was just going for a purchase permit and couldn't even purchase a long gun to defend herself in her own home. So very tragic. There's a lot of issues with the way police departments and the state generally drag their feet when it's through the administrative process. And this is something other people should be aware of in other states that don't really don't allow them to, you know, tangle up the process with a lot of administrative processes along the way, because then all of a sudden they start adding in additional things. They start dragging their feet. You know, they're like, our NICS here is not direct report to the FBI, and right now it's dragging on, you know, about a week. So everything gets dragged out, and it's just very slow. They slow walk everything. And this is to discourage gun ownership in New Jersey.
Sure. Yeah.
And,
right.
It really is. And unfortunately, it had tragic and fatal consequences for her. And it's just, it's terrible. You know, she was trying to do the right thing. She was trying to, you know, be able to defend herself lawfully. And, you know, had she broken the law and went and purchased one on the black market somewhere, maybe she would have been able to defend herself, right? So it's unfortunate right. that the people who follow the laws are the ones who are paying the price, oftentimes with their lives.
Right. Well, let's get into some of this.
Well, we got 45 seconds left, so you tell us how to find you. Tell us how to find
you. All right, you can find me on 180firearmstraining.com if you would like to purchase a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I will send you a personalized copy. Check out my podcast. That's on YouTube under Keita Bussey, 180FT Podcast.
And, of course, when she's not traveling, training, posing, she does a lot of posing. She does show up here from time to time on the weekends, or during the middle of the week, excuse me. Anyway, we'll be right back with Keita Bussey, Teresa Einecker. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot focused its hearing Thursday on the pressure Donald Trump put on Vice President Mike Pence in a last-ditch plan to stop Joe Biden's victory. Trump seized on the unorthodox proposal from conservative law professor John Eastman to have Pence turn back the electors
when the vice president presided over Congress to certify the election results on January 6th. Eastman's plan was to have alternative slates of electors submitted to Congress, leaving Pence no choice but to return them to the states to sort it out. A California doctor who is a leading figure in the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced on Thursday to 2 months in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper also sentenced Dr. Simone Gold to 12 months of supervised release and ordered her to pay a $9,500 fine. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration has sanctioned a network of Iranian petrochemical producers and front companies in China and the United Arab Emirates on accusations they brokered international sales of Iranian petrochemicals. The sanctions were announced by the Departments of State and Treasury on Thursday, which accused the network of helping Iran evade sanctions and supported sale of products to China and other nations in East Asia. Residents of the West Texas city of Odessa improvised emergency water supplies after a water system outage left them high and dry for days amid scorching heat, even as utility crews scrambled Wednesday to restore normal service. The city said taps in 165,000 homes and businesses lost pressure or went completely dry after a 24-inch main broke Monday afternoon. Odessa's water treatment plant was back online by about 8 a.m. Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is the weaponized one with the key to Bussy. I was just bogarting her guest there for a second. So, Keita, you and Teresa, now, you want to get into it?
Let's go. Get into that meat and potatoes.
Go, meat and potatoes.
All right, Teresa. Yes, tell us about some of these things that are being proposed, and if they were to go through, how that would affect law-abiding citizens who are gun owners or would want to be gun owners.
Sure. So I think the main concern right now is the red flag proposal, right? So this would be essentially kind of like what we have in New Jersey already, so I can tell you how it already works. Doesn't work at all. People's rights are being violated. What happens is you'd have your guns taken from you without due process, and there's a constitutional requirement, and as Bill said in the last hour, you have to respect the other parts of the Constitution as well, and that includes due process. So the problem with red flags before a person has been afforded, you know, a hearing, has been afforded the ability to present, you know, their facts, defend themselves. their firearm to be taken. And in New Jersey, we had a case where an individual actually wrote an online review about a doctor who performed surgery, and he didn't. It wasn't a good outcome, and he wrote this nasty, you know, online, don't go to this doctor, he's a terrible doctor. The doctor actually got mad at him, sued him for defamation, and then red flagged him because he knew he was a gun owner. And the doctor and his lawyer called around to three different police departments, the police department where the individual lives, the police department where the doctor lives, and the police department where the doctor had his office, to try to find police who were willing to do this. And sure enough, at 1 a.m. in the morning, they knocked on this guy's door and took everything from him on the word of this doctor. So it took the man, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and a year later, he was vindicated in court in the Superior Court of New Jersey in Monmouth County. He, you know, the judge said they didn't even need a preponderance of the evidence to show that this man was a threat to himself or to anyone else, or that he had made any threats, and he did get all of his guns back. But, you know, the individual was, you know, he was disarmed himself for a whole year. He went through, you know, all the legal fees and all the trauma. And so it is abused. And so the concern is with the red flags, if it's not done properly, where there's afforded due process, you will have, you know, exes and neighbors and people that don't like you, or people that don't like your opinion, or they don't like your politics, simply picking up a phone call and ruining your life. And so the red flag portion is of great, great concern, and due process for everyone. You know, this shouldn't even be a political issue. It's a constitutional issue, right? So,
right.
That is of great concern. Raising the age. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I've just got to chime in here again about, I've mentioned this before, CCW Safe does provide protection for against red flag laws. So if you're interested in that, go to my website, 180firearmstraining.com. You'll find a link there for CCW Safe. It's less than the cost of Netflix, and they will pay for your lawyer anytime this from work and make sure you're taken care of and if this were to happen to you. I'm sorry. Go ahead and continue.
Oh, no, that's excellent. Yes, you definitely want to think ahead. And as we say, you know, it has a chilling effect on us because, you know, we are held now to a different standard here, you know, gun owners. Like, what if I have a position that I want to take and before my local school board, it has nothing to do with firearms at all, but it could just be about anything on the curriculum, and you make an enemy there, next thing you know, you're red flagged because somebody doesn't like you. So there are all these risks and consequences for us, and people
right.
should be very concerned because it has panned out to be abused in this state. There was another incident here where an individual was going to the range properly in New Jersey with his firearm locked in the back, separated from ammunition, as we have to travel that way
right.
if we're going to a range. And his neighbors didn't like him. I guess they were fighting over the grass or something. And he phoned in a false report and said that he was waving his firearms around in the street. And the cops pulled him over, face down in the street, all this stuff. And so it gets abused, okay? It's too tempting for some of these people. So everybody should be very concerned about that.
Yes.
Their other proposals are, the age limit, raising the age to purchase
to 21.
From 18 to 21. You know, this is the incrementalism that we should be worried about.
Yes.
And I see it here in this state and other gun-grabbing states, you see it.
Now, what I thought was really interesting about this particular one is that they're anticipating the argument of, well, what if they're in the service? You only have to be 18 to enlist. They're actually limiting service members from having these semi-automatic weapons until they're 21, just to eliminate that part of the argument.
Yeah, these people have something on their mind and they're willing to scorch the earth to get it, right? So
exactly.
I don't think, right? So, the problem with incrementalism is, you know, well, you start out doing that and then next thing you know, they'll say, well, how old are you? Are you too old to own a firearm? Are you too disabled
right.
to own a firearm? Okay, so this is why, you know, on their face, these things might look or feel good to some people, but we have to understand that it's, you know, right is right. It's not really something that we can should tinker with. You know, if the Supreme Court can do a really great job with a new case that should be coming out, an opinion in New York State Rifle Pistol Association versus Bruin, perhaps we will actually set a standard about how far we can go with, you know, restraining, you know, with how far they can go, you know, taking away our rights. So
that's why they are called.
Right.
Sorry. That's why they are called unalienable rights.
Right.
Is that right. Did I say that right?
Unalienable. Yeah.
Unalienable. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I knew I messed that up.
Right. Right. The, you know, it's rooted in a right to self-defense. So, which, you know, has recognized in Heller and McDonald, as Bill was talking about in the earlier hour. So, you know, the 18 to 21 thing, that's also pending. You know, there are a lot of concerns. The magazine limits, of course, here in New Jersey now, we are down to 10 rounds. And, you know, we have fought that, and litigation has been filed for the day after the bill was signed. You know, the ink was still wet, and a case was filed, and it's been, you know, meandering through our courts, the Federal District Court, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And we lost at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and now, I believe it was pending, trying to get the SCOTUS to take the case. But because they're handling the Bruin case right now, I think a lot of that stuff is on hold. So hopefully they'll take on magazine limits. Hey, maybe they'll even write something in the opinion this time around that will apply to magazine limits. I mean, we might actually get something comprehensive, which would affect this. So, yeah, the mag limits are another bad thing. And, again, they always go down. You know, there's a bill always pending in New Jersey to go down to 5 rounds. Next thing you know, it'll be 1 round.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. I've just been listening. This is fun. Good conversation. Listening to Teresa Einecker and Keita Bussey and the Weaponized Woman as they discuss the states of things that they're trying to make a dent in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're listening to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, with her guest Teresa Einacker. Teresa, you did mention red flag laws. Now, one thing that came out of Buffalo, where they have, you know, New York, they have red flag laws.
Yeah.
And this Yahoo, what is it, Gendor or whatever his name is, that shot up the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
He was on their radar.
Right.
And he did not get a red flag order.
Right.
And that's the problem with a lot of this legislation, is that they pass a lot of legislation that they're all the time talking about, we need to do something about gun trafficking. That's already illegal. Straw purchasing, that's already illegal.
Right.
It's like they want to do double secret probation.
Right. It's the fallacy of gun control. You know, that people might feel like they just want to do something for the sake of doing it. And so politicians want to put that on their next flyer when they're running for office, that they've done something. But they've
right.
really done mm-hmm. nothing.
Right.
And it's, yeah.
Gun control is a failure.
Yeah.
It's a failure. Of all of these rampage killers out there, with the exception of Adam Lanza.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else passed a background check.
Right.
A background check is no guarantee. It is a Polaroid snapshot of everything you've done up to that point.
Right.
Elliot Rogers. And you guys were talking about mag limits. Elliot Rogers out of San Bernardino, or Isla Vista, had 41 10-round magazines when he went on his little gun, knife, car rampage. So magazine capacity does nothing. And when you leave somebody in a school for an hour barricaded in a room with a bunch of kids, it doesn't matter what the magazine capacity is.
Right.
He could have a single shot 410. So.
Right. You know, right. There's so many failures in the system. There's so many failures at these levels, and it's just so much easier for them to point the finger at law-abiding people and people that they think aren't going to object, the quiet people out here, what they consider the low-lying fruit. Why not, you know, if it was so easy, then why aren't the gangsters, disarmed? Why aren't they going after the tougher things that need to be dealt with and they're not? So it is an absolute failure. Adding to it is just adding more failure upon failure. They don't enforce the laws already on the books in some states. Like here, they released, you know, a multitude of people that had, violent convictions out of jails before their sentences were done, and these are these are people who are repeating. They're ineligible people. They're constantly found with firearms. They're ineligible. They're carrying firearms in public here in New Jersey when no one else can. And so, it's just proof that it doesn't work.
Right.
It absolutely. And I don't think adding to it, the more they just add to it, it's like more they really ignore finding any decent solutions.
They don't enforce what's in place.
Right.
It's very difficult to enforce it. Look at the numbers. How many people do they have available, and what are they going to do? Go search their home?
Yeah, but listen. Okay, so Keita, here's the thing. And I see Teresa Keita has been waxing political. She's really coming over to our side of the thinking process. See, if you look at what they got going on, you got a bunch of Soros-funded DAs that decriminalize everything. In California, last week, two cops got killed by a guy who was on probation for being in possession of a weapon as a felon when he should have been in jail. He was let out for that. Then he was violated on his probation, and they let him out on that until they had a final hearing, and then he killed two cops. They've already got cops. I mean, they demonized the cops. They've cut back on the cops. They got a horrendous gun control regime in places like New Jersey and all these other places where the cops can't get to you. The cops are a smaller group, federal, state, and local now than they used to be. And, this is all by design. But it's having an opposite effect because people like you are not going out there going, well, the government needs to protect me. I'll give up everything.
Right.
Which I don't expect you to give up anything. Keita would be one of those fighters till the end.
Yeah, all my neighbors already said, we're coming to your house if anything goes down.
But, some of this conversation has just sort of ignited me. Hey, Teresa, you should listen to the show. I do this every day.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I really had a great time.
Yeah. So, anyway, you go ahead. We still got about, 4 minutes. Go.
Yeah, if they reduce the magazines to 10 rounds only, for one thing, that's going to eliminate some firearms, especially if they go down to the 5-round mag. They'll just basically not be on the market for the area that it's restricted to 5 rounds.
Absolutely. We've argued that is effectively a gun ban when they do that.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that under the Heller decision, we have a right to what's in common use. And when you have, 68 million mags of standard capacity in the country, you're denying us what is in common use. So we have, I think, made some very good legal arguments to support our position. It's just unfortunate that we haven't really been able to find a court that's willing to, take it on and rule our way. So we'll see. We'll just have to keep pushing.
Another thing I thought was interesting is their wording of 3D printing. They call it ghost guns to make it sound all scary.
Yes.
And it's basically if you 3D print a receiver or something like that, it doesn't have a serial number. Well, you can remove a serial number from any gun. I mean, 3D printing it just because it doesn't have a serial number on it doesn't make it a ghost gun or something more scary. I just thought that was really interesting that they chose that wording to make it sound more intimidating.
That's a conflation of statistics.
Yes, and in New Jersey, you know, we have this, you know, our attorney general is posts about ghost guns every single day. And if, you know, anybody who scratched the serial number off and robbed a gas station, they're calling it a ghost gun, of course. And what they're doing is you're trying to use language. They're very effective with it. I have to give them credit. They're very effective with a lot of the language that they use against us. And I think people in our movement should be more aware of that and not, you know, really buy into saying things that they like to, you know, use the word, you know, gun violence together. So people associate guns and violence when there's all these other types of violence. You know, ghost guns sounds very scary. Another proposal on the federal level is they would like to redefine what a dealer is, what an FFL is. And I haven't really heard people talk about this, but, you know, I don't know if they're talking about, you know, people who are, you know, we're talking about home builds here, or are they saying you've had too many private sales and now we're going to consider you a dealer and we're going to arrest you? In Pennsylvania, there was a case of an Amish guy who they accused him of too many private sales, and so they considered him a dealer. I don't know, hey, what's the threshold for that? You know, how many private sales can a person do? Or are you talking about home builds, which have been, you know, part of our history before we were even the United States, right? So, the home builds, the whole ghost gun nomenclature and redefining what a dealer is all on the table here. So,
yes, and stuff. You can legally build a firearm as an individual law-abiding U.S. citizen. I believe it's limited to one firearm per year or something like that, just on an individual basis, how many you're allowed to build on your
own. The only limitation I am aware of is you just can't sell it unless it's serialized. But may be right, too. You may be right, too. We're about to run out of time. Ladies, Keita, give out the info one more time, please.
You can find me on 180firearmstraining.com. All of my info is there. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. I'll sign it and ship it out to you.
Teresa, that was some good stuff. Thank you for joining us today.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Outstanding. You can, of course, catch Keita. Keita continues to surprise me with some of the people she brings on because, well, she's just up in that game. Coming up next, from Ammo Land, it's Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.